Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, verse 25. Numbers 13, verse 20. Pray we get in our new building. We need to get in our new building. Look at this, a midweek service. All the folks over there, people on the patio, people going off to discipleship. We need a little bit more space so we can keep reaching people for Christ. Verse 25, and they returned from searching the land after 40 days. Of course, went into Canaan, and they searched the land for 40 days. They went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the children of Paran and Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is a good report, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong and dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. In verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people. What happened is the 10 spies, 12 of them, the 10 were very negative, okay? By the way, there's always something bad to talk about. Thank you, Brother Oscar. That was great. That was Brother Charlie. That was, where is he? Brother Charlie. He slipped out for a smoke or something. That was huge. Just his testimony. What a great testimony. Brother Charlie can complain. Brother Oscar has a bunch that he can complain about. But Brother Caleb stilled the people before Moses, verse 30, and said, let us go at once and possess it. Don't listen to these complainers. Don't listen to these gripers. They're griping all the time. Possess it, for we are well. What's the next word, class? Able. Say it again, please. Able. Moses or Caleb said, we are well able to overcome it. Verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able. So there's one group, the two, Caleb and Joshua, said, we're able. And then there's 10 said, we're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Now, I want you to turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 1, please. 1 Timothy chapter 1. And we'll look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. And we'll go to verse 20. Verse 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled. Can everybody say enabled? Enabled. This is he's caused him to be able to do what God wants him to do. He's enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, amen, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, help us to realize you have enabled us. You've enabled each and every one of us, and you've enabled us individually as families and as a church, and help us to get that thought tonight from your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to go through this outline quickly, so if you could follow along. Number one, the Lord has enabled all of us to do what he desires us and commands us to do. Letter A, as a father and a mother. The little bullet there, and I'm going to go through these quickly. The Lord has given us principles from his word. God has enabled us. He's given us the wherewithal to do what he wants us to do. Letter B is a husband. Letter C is a soul winner. The bullet there, the Lord has given us the gospel. which is the power of God unto salvation. Okay? Number two, I'm going through this quickly because I want to give these guys just a little time up here in a few moments. Number two, most people never reach their potential for God, but God has enabled them. I don't know about you. I want to do what God wants me to do. And if he's enabled me to do it, I want to do it. I don't want to sit back with a loaded gun and not pull the trigger. Okay? And I don't think you do either. The children of Israel, I'm sorry, letter A. Most people never reach their potential for God, but God has enabled them. Letter A. Some because of who they allow to influence them. Get around people that are excited about God. Get around people that want to fulfill the will of God. You get these missionaries, hang out with these missionaries here. Listen, it wasn't just, oh, they just got on the plane, went over there. Listen, it's been prayer, it's been work, it's been raising support. Now they're over there, and listen, they are doing because God has enabled them, but you got to get around the right people. The next bullet, the children of Israel were enabled to defeat the Canaanites, but because of the 10 complainers, many missed it. Please look up here. Don't hang out with complainers. Murmurs we see in Numbers. The murmurs ruined it for millions. Hang out with the people that are on top side. People that are going forward for God. Some because of past failures. Okay? I talked to her. She's here, a real good girl in our church, and we were talking about something that she might do, and she says, I can't do that. I said, yes, you can. You can do that. I think of Brother Two. Did we ask you to take over the public school ministry? And didn't you at first say you couldn't do it? And then you did it, huh? We get nervous. By the way, he was fearful, but he went and stepped forward and did it, and now he has fruit given to his account because of his labor. Okay? Some because of past failures. Number three, the Lord also enables churches to do his specific will in getting out the gospel. I want to talk a little bit about that tonight. Brother Hawking, of course. When do you leave, Brother Two? When do you go to Boston? Next week. So you'll be here on Sunday. Okay, I want you to meet Dr. Hawking. He's started over 100 churches in Africa. He'll be here. And he gave a little testimony. We'll show it for the dinner series next week. And why did he choose our church? He's checked out all churches. And by the way, He's 80 plus years old. He was a missionary for 57 years. 57 years. And he told us, he said, one reason, because of the music here. 57 years ago, when he went to the mission field, they didn't have Christian rock and roll. They didn't have contemporary Christian music. Okay? And he said, they've taken it over to Africa. He sent a blessing here, or he shared a blessing. He told my son, or told my wife, or somebody, he told Brother Myers, he said, one of our African churches put it in their constitution, we will never have contemporary Christian music in our church. He said, I like your choir. He said, also, you guys use the King James Bible. But he said this, he said, I can tell you're a church that's trying to get the gospel out. And you're a church that wants to not only get the gospel out around here, you're trying to get the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. The Lord also has enabled churches to do his specific will in getting out the gospel. Brother Roloff, his special calling was to get the gospel to troubled young people, troubled adults. Pastor Kingsbury, not only, but a lot. Pastor Kingsbury, of course, Steve Currington started the RU. He was a drug addict. He got saved. They started the RU at his church. That church is sort of the headquarters for RU. That's not the only people they're getting saved, but that's been their spiritual niche. Look at number four. The Lord has enabled our church in many ways to do his will. look at the bullet there. The words from 1 Timothy 1:12 constantly ring through my ears, who hath enabled me? God has enabled Pacific Baptist Church to do many things. By the way, I haven't. God has. There's many things that we can do. We can't do everything. Letter A, church planting in international communities. I talked to a pastor today, and I told him, he's a good pastor, Dalton Robertson. He's a pastor in Florida. And I said, you know, God has given us a niche for international communities. It's just for us to go into an international community, we feel comfortable to get the gospel. And that's just an area. Look at the little bullet underneath there. I say, as Caleb said, we are able to effectively win souls and plant churches in international communities. By the way, I got some good news this week. We're looking for a building for Monterey Park. We have to move out on the first Sunday in June. And make a long story short, we checked out many hotels. We checked out schools, checked out, Brother Bruce has a list of churches and all different just different places. And we just gave it to the Lord. We're doing what we can. We're working on it. And one of the ladies, a Chinese lady in the Chinese ministry, Alice, she said, I have a friend that works for the school district, and she said, why don't you go check out this school? By the way, the buildings were going to be like, and we didn't negotiate with any of them. You know, some of the school buildings we checked out were like $3,000 a month. That's with no Wednesday night service. That's with minimum amount of classes. And so there's one hotel, and I'm sure they wouldn't negotiate, but it would come up to about $9,000 a month. I'm like, brother, that new church isn't going to afford $9,000. Maybe $900. But anyway, so Alice, she said, go over here, Garvey School District. Anyway, we went to the school, and we looked around. And by the way, we went to several schools, and they're like, okay, here's the auditorium. And we went in, and we said, well, how about other classrooms? And they go, oh, well, the teachers don't want you to use the classrooms. I'm thinking, we got to have nurseries. We have to have Sunday school. We have to have all that. And then, so we go to this school, and they show us this the cafeteria, and like, wow, it's bright. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's like perfect size. I'm like, yes. And by the way, they're friendly to us because Alice is there. Alice knows everybody. She's calling the principal by name. She's calling the janitors by name. I'm like, you know, it's who you know, that's how it works. And she's with us. She's giving them all breakfast, and we're walking through, and we look at this one pretty big room in the cafeteria at work, and we said, how about classrooms? It's like, yeah, we got classrooms, multiple classrooms. We can use the classrooms? Yeah, you can use classrooms. And Alice says, see over there, Pastor? There's a covered patio. I'm like, Sunday school space. She said, see the patio over there? And she said, see the playground and see the basketball court? I'm like, yes. By the way, the Alhambra School District, where we looked before, you have to pay for the bathrooms. You have to pay for the janitor. You have to pay for every room. You have to pay for the cafeteria. I think you have to pay every time you breathe when you get on the campus. So I'm like, wow, this would be great. Perfect size. It's a really good location, not too far, about 3.5 miles away. Actually, a lot of Chinese around there too. And so make a long story short, they sent us an application, and I'm like, how much is it? I don't want to see all this stuff and say, man, we just wasted our time. How much is it? And they said it's $42 an hour. Okay, for $42 an hour. And I said, okay. And I said, okay, that's for the cafeteria. How much is it for the 5 rooms? And the lady sent an email back. She said, well, when I took over this job, they didn't tell us. And so she said, for now, it's $42 an hour for everything. Amen. And then she said at the end, she says, that's a pretty good deal. She didn't know I said it. She didn't hear me. I said, amen. So we sent that application, and it'll be about half of what we're paying over there now. So I don't get paid from that church over there, but I'm going to ask them for a raise. Amen? Letter B, We believe there may be several reasons. And I'm not going to go into this. One is this may be a keeping our country from spoiling for another generation. We need new churches. Number two, this is an effective way to reach foreign mission fields. Brother Jay was won to the Lord in Chicago, and now he's going to his people in Thailand. Brother Two was one of Georgia, right? Won the Lord in Georgia. Now he's in Cambodia. Samantha was won the Lord right here. Okay? And so and I'm not going to talk too much about that. Letter C. Another area God has enabled us is making a gospel impact in Southeast Asia. Now, you can put your pen down, put your paper away, and then please look up here. I want to say a couple thoughts. I'm going to have these guys come up here. Number one, everybody in our church occasionally should entertain the thought of going to Southeast Asia as a missionary. You say, but Pastor, I'm a Filipino. Let me say this. There are scores of Filipinos from the Philippines going to Southeast Asia. Laos, Cambodia, okay? And then number two, I want to put this out before. You say, Pastor, why? God has enabled this church to somehow effectively get the gospel to Southeast Asia. But Brother Ross is going to say, he shared something with me for 2 minutes. I'm like, man, just turn the lights on. Number two, we all need to consider the part that we can take place in the era of church planting. Okay? Church planting. You say, what do you mean by church planting? Church planting, especially in international communities. And when I say international communities, communities would have all these different nationalities. Okay? Daniel Marshall, I heard a message today. Daniel Marshall, you say, "Oh, Pastor, I'm too old." Oscar, you're not too old. Okay? I listened to a message this week. Daniel Marshall was 65 years old when he started the first Baptist church in Georgia. 65. Do you know the state that has the most churches, most Baptist churches in America, really in the world, is the state of Georgia? If you didn't, Daniel Marshall started the first one, and actually they started several of them. Now, with all that, I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask these men, and I'm going to ask Samantha also. Where's Samantha? Samantha, we won't have you come up here, but one of you guys, Chanty, maybe in just a few minutes you can pass that back to her. I want these guys to comment on the thought of enabling. You say, Pastor, what do you mean enabling? How God has used our church and the mission work in Southeast Asia, Thailand, Cambodia, Brother Ross, the last 2 years, he's taken the senior trip, and how God has enabled us and in the mission field. Brother Ross, why don't you come on up?
Well, praise the Lord. I had the opportunity to be a part of a short-term missions trip 2 years in a row, and just to see the work there is amazing. God has given us an amazing work in Cambodia. You know, we hear what's happening, but until you go and you see what's happening, it's a lot different. What's happening there is supernatural, and I believe it's because of God's enabling. There are many works in Cambodia. We see a lot of missionaries there, and they're doing a terrific job. But let me say this, our work there with our missionaries from our church is supernatural. Amen. It's amazing. You say, well, I talked to somebody recently, an older Khmer person, and they asked me how the missions trip went. I said, it was amazing. And they said, you know, Brother Board's doing a great job because he's white. And I laughed. I said, whatever. And I said, well, they were talking about another missionary. I said, man, she said, the other missionary is struggling. I said, well, you know, God blesses in different ways just as long as you're faithful. And then they went on and said, they're God's blessing Brother Board's work or our work there because Brother Board's white. And I said, you know what, that's not necessarily true. I believe God's blessing it because he has his hand on the work, and he's enabled us to go out there and do the work. I said, there's plenty of Caucasian missionaries there. I said, their work they're good works, but nothing like the work that we have over there. And then I talked to somebody else, and they said, oh, because Brother Board has Brother Tu and Buna. Brother Buna, they're Cambodian. I said, well, there's other Cambodian missionaries there that, you know, they have good works, but not good works like a good work like we have. And I say all that to say this. God has supernaturally put our team together and used our church to place the right people together to make this thing work. And we as a church family get to be a part of that. Brother Tu, Brother Board, Brother Buna, they're all brought up here in this church, trained up under the privilege to stay under train under our Khmer department. And God's doing something great there, not because of us, but God so enabled everybody together like clockwork, like an engine that has its components to work together. And God put all that together, that team together, to make this engine run. And I believe all that comes, not because of who we are, not because of Brother Board, not because of Brother Two, but because God has enabled them to be together to make this dynamic synergy. And I just thank God what I saw over there.
Greeting, Siam Baptist Church, Chiang Khong, Chiang Rai, Thailand. Sawadee krap, Nyo Jong. That's both Hmong and Thai. Hello. Let me give you something to think about church tonight. We got over 10 missionaries sent within the 5 years' time to go to Southeast Asia. Think about that. Some churches struggling to have one missionary. Don't never go to bed tonight or any night to say, God, it just happened. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where there's no vision, the people will perish. Some people are visionary, and some people are supposed to do the work. And that's our pastor. He's the visionary. God gave him the vision. We got to get behind him. And that's why what Brother Ross said, God enabled us to do all this because it's his work. It is not Pastor Joe Esposito, Jay Chang, or any of us die for the sin of the world. It's Jesus. And the Bible said when he lifted up, he shall draw all men and church. God enabled all of us to be a little bitty part in his great work. Let me give you very quickly what the Lord put in my heart today. God enabled us as people, his people, to fulfill his vision and his plan. A man said this. He said, all men dream dreams, but a few wake up and work hard at it. Very few leaders that could take people into the field and come back alive. Thank God for our leaders here. Number two, God enabled his people to support his plans. God allowed us, Pacific Baptist Church, to do this for his glory. Pastor already said, I'm not going to reiterate what he already said. The Bible says in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, we need to support this work, this thing that God enabled us to do right now, and here, abroad, and overseas. Mordecai told Esther this, you come to save your people. If you don't, who will? Who will save your people? When the church is all said and done, the church history is said and done, you know, we always say, well, the good old days are good. What happened to the good old days? We live the good old days. God enabled Pacific Baptist Church to live the good old days. People say, we want to be like them. They just dream. We'll live the dream. Very quickly. Number three, God brought his people together to do the work to fulfill his plan. That's Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. When Pastor and I, we parted from Ohio Anderson College. By the way, Miss Alma was the one that led me to the Lord. She laid out church night. Just kidding. She's in the nursery. I got saved, and Pastor came out here to start a church. I went to North Carolina to start a church, to pastor the church out there. We parted for 20-some years, but God was able to put us back together. A mutual friend of ours, very quickly, almost done. Mutual friend of ours, Brother Williams in Winona Lake, Illinois, Indiana, said, do you know your old bus captain, Brother Joe, is doing a good job in Long Beach? So I emailed Pastor email right back. Whoa, Doc, where you been all this year? He flew me out here, and that was the history. God was able to enable us to get back together, knit together, so we could do great things. Now we baptize people in Southeast Asia in the back of a pickup truck. It's because God is able. He is able, not us. Let me leave you with this thought, church. It's God's work, but he chose us to do it for him. I want to leave you with this thought tonight. Today, Southeast Asia team is doing phenomenal. People are getting saved. Can you imagine the impact that we can have in Southeast Asia for God and for the cause of Christ when that new building is finished and you guys focus the fall country? God bless you.
Good evening, church. Learning Khmer and not forgetting to speak English, amen? Thanks so much for praying for us. Let me share with you guys a couple of things. Thankful for God and our pastor, the vision he has, and we're very blessed for our team, Brother Board, his family, Brother Warner, his wife, Samantha, Adrian, my family, and thanks so much for praying for us. And my daughter, she's doing well. I know a lot of you guys wondering about her, and she's a star of the church, amen. 2 years old, she sings every week, clapping her hand, and she's a miracle from God. I'm very thankful for that.
Do you want to share, Brother, to remind everybody how much she weighed when she was born?
Okay. She weighed about one kilogram, about 2 pounds, and we had to pump the oxygen into her 24 hours, 24/7. But God, like Pastor said, God, he's the one who enabled us, and he's the one who spared her life. And I'm just glad God gave it to us, and she's such a blessing. Everybody want to hold her. And she's getting bigger and bigger, amen. And she got her look for me, amen. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very thankful for our team, for our board, everybody. We work together as a team. What pastor preached here for a long time, and it's like Brother Jay said, it's not about any one of us. It's about God. And I'll share with you some of the things we are doing. Just last week we had a potluck, and we had our people from the village. And we had about 4 or 5 new adults that accepted Christ as a Savior, and such a blessing. But we thank God for what it allowed us to do. And like Brother Boy and I, we talk a lot of time. The only day that we don't go out to the village or we don't preach the gospel is Friday. And on Monday we have a village ministry. We have Bible Institute in the morning. Tuesday we go to 2 different villages. We have 2 different groups. Wednesday, we go to a village, and we have church in the evening. Thursday, we have a church in the village, and we also go to 2 different villages. And Friday, we have an activity for the teen boy. And Saturday, we go soul winning in Phnom Penh. And Sunday, church is regular. And once I get back, Brother Board and I, we are hoping to start another church. Right now, we have 4 services on Sunday. And enjoy riding a tuk-tuk, amen, and the senior. 2 hours, 1.5, and I, I'm just very thankful, God. I'm doing what, you know, my God fulfilling my dream is what I dream of. You know, before I got, you know, when I first got saved, and God starts working my heart about going to Cambodia, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to go back to a land that killed my family. But then the more I serve God, you know, this is my dream, my passion, and I reach my people for God. And you know, I'll be honest, I'll tell you guys, there's no better feeling. Our family are the happiest now at this time right now. We thank God for using us, but we praise God. But before I stop, I also want to thank God for Brother Ross and the senior helping us out. Manual labor, amen. Lifting the pillars up one at a time, 8 pillars. And if you guys want to know how it feels, just ask them, amen. And but we very appreciate the senior, how they help us. Everything is manual. And my dream, I told God, you know, if God allows us to start at least one or two church a year, I'd be really happy, be really excited. And I just want another thing, what Pastor's doing here, we're doing the same thing. We're reaching out Jerusalem, that's Phnom Penh, and we're reaching out Judea, all the village around. We go like 30 to 50 to 60 kilometers away, and we're very blessed. Thank God for that. And just continue to pray for us. Like I said, once I get back, probably in a couple more months, we want to start a church in the village. And then we thank God for our Cham people. Yeah, I tell you.
The Cham people are the Muslim Cambodian people, and they've started a church at their village, and they've seen a bunch of people saved, but they have a lot of persecution, a lot. Go ahead, Brother Jay.
Seeing how God allows us to reach the Cham people, work with the Cham people, I'll be honest with you, I'm scared to complain about anything at all. I've seen ladies that their husband left them because they believe on Christ. I've seen, you know, they get beaten, get cursed at, mocked at, not get kicked out of the family. I'm just thankful that God allows us to see all that stuff. And not only that, the other thing I want to share with you, our church in the village, with our John P. is over a year now. Oh, actually, almost 2 years, I don't remember. But our village and church is supporting one missionary family in Burma. And we're teaching them to do that, you know, to support missionary. And it's our responsibility not just to reach out Jerusalem, but Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. But thank God for our church family, for Pastor, the vision he has. My family is very excited to be a part of the team. And like Brother Jay, Pastor said, it's all about the team. It's all about God. It's all about God. And it's not about any one specific person or family. It's all about him. And we do everything for his honor and glory. Thank you so much.
Possessed. Okay, Samantha, where's Samantha? Who's got the mic? Why don't you bring that mic back to Samantha? Samantha, you can say anything you want. They just got off the airplane a little bit ago. They've been on an airplane for like 25 hours. Go ahead, Samantha.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to say it's a great blessing to be home. Like Brother Chu shared, we have about 7 villages that we go to on a weekly basis. I'm very privileged that I get to go to, I think, about 4 of them during the week. There's 2 buildings that we have, 3 total church buildings that we have. And also, we have, I on Saturdays, we have a girls' activity that we invite the girls from the Bang Salang area, which is in Phnom Penh, and we invite them to come to teach and to sing and fellowship. And Brother Board, Brother Keo, and Brother Buna, they emphasize in order to have a strong church in the villages, we have to have a strong church in Phnom Penh. And so we don't want to have the girls or the faithful teenagers come and fall through the cracks. So our main priority that I have is with the girls in Phnom Penh, and I'm very blessed to be able to share some of the spending time with them there. I don't know if there's any questions anyone may have.
You're fine. Thank you very much, Samantha. We're going to have Samantha. How long are you going to be here, Samantha?
Almost 2 months.
2 months. Okay. So we'll let you preach a couple times on Sunday night. Okay. Thank you. Let's give these folks a big hand. That was very nice. Thanks.